Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud Ches. We are holding on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis at the bottom of the page. We were discussing how the Korban Mincha requires three placements of oil throughout the process. First, you put the oil in the kli before you put the flour in. Then, after you put the flour in, you put more oil in. Then you do the belila, and then afterwards, when it's all said and done, you again put more oil in. And that third placement of oil is called Yitzika. And we finished off yesterday by discussing how there is a Machlokas Tanaim, Machlokas Rabban, or Tana of our Mishnah versus Rabbi Shimon, whether Yitzika's Kshera Bazar or Yitzika is not Kshera Bazar. Our Mishnah holds Yitzika is Kshera Bazar, but we saw clearly that Rabbi Shimon, a Brisa, has Rabbi Shimon saying that Yitzika is not Kasher Bazar, because the Brisa lists off all of those things that are considered avodos, that if a Kohen is not moda in them, a Kohen does not agree, whatever that means, that he's not moda, does not agree that they are from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or thinks they're from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but doesn't think a Kodesh Baruch Hu really cares about them, that's the Ritva's Shita, then he has no chelek ba'avoda. And on the lists of things that are considered an avoda, that it's important that a Kohen be moda bo, is Yitzika. So Rabbi Shimon holds that Yitzika is an avoda, and therefore requires kahuna, is not kshir bizar. On the list also, by the way, was Arifas Eglo, was the idea of doing the Arifa of the Egla Arufa. Now, so it sounds that Arifas Egla has to be done dafka by a Kohen, according to Rabbi Shimon. However, if you look in the Psukim in Parsha Shoftim, it doesn't sound like the Kohanim were the one that were Oref the Egla. It just says that they would say, Kaper l'amcha Yisrael asher b'disa Hashem v'altitin dam naki b'kerev amcha Yisrael v'nechaper lem adam, but nothing about the Kohanim doing the Egla Arufa. So the Rashash in Masechah Sot, the Daf Mem Hamed Beis points out that it's subject to the same machlokas. The same way we have a machlokas, Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to Yitzika, and it's going to be based on darshaning psukim, whether Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon, we'll see, the Gemara's conclusion will be that's what the machlokas is going to be about. So too, you have that same machlokas when it comes to Egla Arufa. But anyway, now that we know what everybody holds, the Gemara wants to know, my time of the Rabbanan, three lines from the bottom, my time of the Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan hold that Yitzika is Kasher Bazar? Samar Amar Krav, Yatzak Allah Hashem, and Venasna Allah Levona, Vivio Bnei Aaron HaKohen, Vekamatz. Because it's only from Kmitza and on that you need kahuna. So you see that anything before the Kmitza, including the Yitzika, it's going to be kasher bizarre. You don't need a kohen. So how does Rabbi Shimon respond? So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities of what Rabbi Shimon's shita is all about. The Rabbanan seem very clear cut that it's a pasuk. Pasuk says that only from that the pasuk tells you when you bring it to the kohen. Pasuk says you bring to the Kohen after you do the Yitzika and the Kemitza. So after you do the Yitzika, rather, only for the Kemitza you bring it to the Kohen. So it's Beferish in the Pasuk. How is Rabbi Shimon going to respond to that? Two possibilities. First possibility, Rabbi Shimon, B'nei Aaron HaKohanim Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Le'achrav. Yes, it tells you to bring it to B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, but you can dash in the Pasuk both to teach me what comes before it and what comes after it. Meaning, when it says HaKohen, it's also going on the previous line of V'yatzak Ala Hashemen, that who's Yatzak Ala Hashemen? HaKohen. And also Liachrov, when it talks about the Kemitza, it's also going on the Kohen. So the word Kohen that appears in the middle, in between Yitzika and Kemitza, tells me that both Yitzika and Kemitza need to be done by a Kohen. The Savar Rabbi Shimon Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Liachrov, the Gemara says, wait a second, is that possible? Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that you can darshan in that way? That a pasuk can be darshaned for what comes before and what comes after? Vatanya, we have a brisa, V'lakach HaKohen Midam HaChatos Be'etzpa'o, that the Kohen takes from the blood of the Chatos with his finger and he puts it on the Karnos HaMizbeach. So he dashim be'etzpa'o v'lakach melamid shlo tekabala le'biyamin, that be'etzpa'o is connected to v'lakach, to that which comes before it, which teaches me that you need Kabbalah with the right hand. Be'etzpa'o v'nasan, and be'etzpa'o is also connected to the word v'nasan, which comes after it, melamid shlo tenesina le'biyamin, which teaches that you need to place the dam with your right hand. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon has a problem with that. V'chinemer yad b'kabbalah? It doesn't say yad by kabbalah, v'alolonemer yad b'kabbalah, kibel b'smol, kasher, and therefore if you're makabel b'smol, it's kasher. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether Mikron is the fun of Liachrov. And Rabbi Shimon comes out on the other side of the argument. Rabbi Shimon says that we're not Doresh Lufan of Liachrov. Why over here does Rabbi Shimon say we are Doresh Lufan of Liachrov? Meaning, if the real reason that Rabbi Shimon holds that Yitzhika is not kosher bizarre is because of Mikron is the fun of Liachrov, why doesn't he say Mikron is the fun of Liachrov when it comes to Kabbalah's Hadam? Now, the truth is, the Achrona point out, the Gemara could have asked a double stira over here. It's not only stira in Rabbi Shimon, it's a stira in the Rabbanan also. Because the Rabbanan did not hold of Mikron Nidrish Lufan of Liachrov in our case of Yitzhika, and that's why they said that the Yitzhika is Kshera Bazar, because the word Kohen only goes on what comes after it, which is the Kemitza, not what comes before it, which is the Yitzhika. And yet over here by the Kabbalah Saddam, we're saying that the Rabbanan take the word Vinasan and attach it to, take the word Be'etzba and attach it to V'lakach, and they take the word Be'etzba and they attach it to V'nasan, that it goes both L'fanav U'liachrav. So that's the Achronim ask, V'chora, the Chaknasan, the Sfas Emes. They ask, the Gemara could have asked the question on the Rabbanan as well. So they point out that no, even if you would say Mikra Nidrash L'fanav, you could say that Yitzikas Hashemin does not require Kuhuna. Because over here it's not only about Mikra Nidrash L'fanav, it's Kimat Mefurash in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that V'yatzak al-Hashem v'nasal al-Levona v'heviya al-Bnei Aaron HaKohen. You do this, you do that, you do the Yitzika, then you bring it to Bnei Aaron HaKohen. It's not just a drasha that v'lakach means yamin or v'nasal. No, it's beferish in the pasukimat that you then bring it to Aaron HaKohen. So even if you do hold the Mikra Nidrash L'fanav in general, you might not hold it over here by Yitzika. So the Rabbanan aren't a problem. But Rabbi Shimon is a problem, because if Rabbi Shimon holds Mikra Nidrash L'fanav even by the case of Yitzhika, where it's kimat mefurash that it's mikan ve'elach mitzvos kuhuna, that the Yitzhika does not involve the Kohen, then for sure he should have to hold mikra nidrash l'fanav when it comes to the case of the dam. So that's why Rabbi Shimon, this understanding of Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon is based on mikra nidrash l'fanav, is very difficult. So says the Gemara, Ella, second possible understanding of Rabbi Shimon, hainu taima de Rabbi Shimon, ve'hevia vav mosif alinin rishon. He darshens the vav. The pasuk says, "V'yatzak al Hashem v'nasan al levona v'heviya el bnei Aaron hakohen v'kamatz." So the vav is mosif alinin rishon that makes the connection, and therefore the vav teaches us that it's the kohanim dafka who do that which is said previously in the pasuk, namely the yitzika. So there's a chakira, the Brisker Rav raised, what's the yisod of the drasha of Vav Mosav Alinin Rishon? Do we say that whenever you have Vav Mosav Alinin Rishon, it's as if it's Mefurish B'Torah? Or do we assume that it has the status of a Hekish, that we compare that which it says earlier in the pasuk to that which says later in the pasuk al yidei hekesh, but it's not mefurish in the Torah? And he tries to bring rayas that it's not kimefurish b'Torah, rather it's as if it's begeder hekesh. He brings raya from Gemara in Zvachim daf memches, but he tries to prove that's the way it works. There are certain nafkaminas, even though a hekesh also creates a dinda oraisa, there are certain nafkaminas between that which is said mefurish in the Torah and that which is derived from a hekesh. The number one nafkamina between that which is mefurish in the Torah and things that are from the Yirgum Lidl Shatar and Drashas Ben is pointed out in the Taz, in his commentary Shulchan Aruch, in three places, where he always says that that which is Mefurish in the Torah, the Rabbanan do not have the right to make Gezeros or Takanos not to do. But when it comes to things that are derived from the Yirgum Lidl Shatar and Drashas Ben, then the Chacham have the right to tell you, don't do it. At certain times, they have the right to suspend those isurim if there's some sort of greater concern of some sort of violation. So that's the chakir of the Brisker Rav. But anyway, what's Rabbi Shimon based on? Vav Mosif Alinin Rishon, not based on Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. So Frek the Gemara, Vesav Rabbi Shimon Vav Mosif Alinin Rishon, but does Rabbi Shimon in fact hold Vav Mosif Alinin Rishon? Elameata Duchsiv Vishachat Es Ben Abakar Vekrivu Bnei Aaron HaKohen Asadam Vizar We learn from that pasuk that only, what does it say? V'shachat es ben abakar, then v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron akohanim es adam. So it's only v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron, but by v'shachat we didn't have b'nei Aaron. So it's only from Kabbalah and Eilach that you find mitzvahs kuhuna. Prior to Kabbalah, meaning shchita, does not require mitzvahs kuhuna. It's k'sher bizar. But I, either Rabbi Shimon Vav Mosav Alinin Rishon Shchita Hachinami Bizarte Psula. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it says V'Shachnas Ben Abakar V'Hikrivu Bnei Aaron. So the Vav should be Mosav Alinin Rishon, and therefore the Bnei Aaron should be going on the Shchita as well. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we say Shchita is Psula Bizar, and whoever heard of such a thing that Shchita is going to be possible Bizar, according to Rabbi Shimon. So it says Gemara Shaini Hasam Tamar Krav V'Samach V'Shachat. Now there's a competing drasha over there, meaning Enichinami. Vav is Mosav Alinin Rishon and would have taught me that Shchit is possible Bazar. But there's a competing drash over there, V'samach V'shachat, Mas Smicha Bazar, Maf Shchit Bazarim. The Torah compares, there's a hekish between Smicha and Shchita. So just like Smicha is Kasher Bazarim, Shchita also has to be Kasher Bazarim. That's why we allow Shchita Bazar. If you're going to learn out from smicha, smicha is not only kasher bizar, smicha, you need the bailim to do the smicha. So af shchita bebailim. So should you say that the shchita also needs bailim if you're going to learn it from smicha? Meaning, if that's the competing drasha you're going to stick with, then go all the way and say that shchita needs the bailim of the karban. So hu lo matzasamer. No, you can't say that. You cannot say that shchita needs the bailim of the karban, because kal v'chomer, we have another competing drasha. We have a kal v'chomer umazrika de ikar kapara lo by a bailim, if zrika, which is the primary element of kapara, and nevertheless it does not require bailim, shchita de lav ikar kapara lo kol shkein. So shchita, which is not considered to be the ikar of the kapara, all the more so does not require bailim. So that's why we know you don't require bailim. So again, where are we now? You do not require a kohen, even though vav mosav alinin rishon, because we have a hekesh between smicha and shchita. That's how we know it could be done by a zar. Why doesn't the hekesh of smicha and shchita also teach me that you need the bailim to do the shchita? Because we have a kal v'chomer from zrika. If zrika doesn't need the bailim, shchita won't need the bailim either. So says Gemara, no, the reason why zrika doesn't need the bailim is because if the bailim is not a kohen, it's impossible for the bailim to do zrika. He's not allowed to go anywhere near the mizbeach. V'chite me'ein don nefshar mishii efshar. So if you can ask, wait a second, ain't done nefshar mishii efshar. So how can you compare the two? How can you compare zrika to shchita? To shchita, zrika is possible. Zrika is not possible by bailim. Shchita is. Well, Gali Rachmana biyom Kippurim mishachat is parachat asher shelo mechal de shchita biyam lo bin and bailim. Well, we know in general. Forget about the kal v'chomer in a chinami. The kal v'chomer is not a good kal v'chomer because it's efshar mishii efshar. Rather, how do I know that shchita generally does not require bailim? From the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it says v'shachat is parachat asher shelo. Who shechts the par on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol shechts his par on Yom Kippur. And the Torah makes a big deal out of it. That look, he's shechting his own par. That implies that typically when the Torah doesn't tell it to you, the owner of the karban does not have to shecht his own karban. So, end of the day, all the dust settles. Shechita is kasher bizar. We know from the hekish to smicha, even though Vav Mosav Alinin Rishon would have told us it's not kasher bizar, but the hekish to smicha teaches us it is kasher bizar. That Hekish to Smicha should have taught us that Shchita needs the Bailim. No, we learn from the power of the Kohen and Yom Kippur that Shchita does not require Bailim, because it's only by the power of the Kohen and Yom Kippur that it does require Bailim. By other Karbanos, it will not require Bailim. So at the end of the day, it seems that the Maskana of the Gemara is that there is no din of Shchita b'Bailim. The Bailim doesn't have to do Shchita. The Achronim are bothered because there are a lot of Gemaras in Shas that seem to imply otherwise, that seem to imply that there is some sort of din Bailim by Shchita. The Gemara tells us that the Gemara discusses the various nuscha'os of Birchos HaMitzvah. So it says, what bracha do you make on Shchita? Ala Shchita. So the Gemara says, why don't we say Lishchot? So the Gemara says, Lo sagi delav ihu shachat. What is it? Is it not enough that the guy himself has to shecht? Anyone could do the shchita. The Gemara says, oh yeah, Pesach ukatcha ma'ika lemeimar. What about korban Pesach? What about korbanos in general? Not just anybody could do the shchita. The bailim himself has to do the shchita. The Gemara says, okay, inachinami. Meaning, so says Rashi, Pesach ukatchim habailim nitztavu dechsev v'samach yado v'shachat. It's the Bailim's job. How do I know it? Unbelievable. Rashi says, because the Torah compares smicha and shchita. The Torah says, v'samach yadav v'shachat, hekish between smicha and shchita. Just like the Bailim does the smicha, the Bailim does the shchita. Exactly what the Hava Amina in our Gemara was, before we proved that that's incorrect. and yet the Gemara of Zainim Bezim Pesachim just sort of takes it. Yeah, the Bailim is the one that does the Shechita. Similarly, Kiddush and Daf Mem Alpha and Bez. Amr Bishu ben Karcha, Minayin Sheshlucha Shaladim Kamoso. How do we know the concept of Shlichus? Shenemar, Vishachto So Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Arbayim, Vichi Kol Akal Kulan Shochtim. Does the entire congregation Shecht, Valoeno Shochet, Ela Echod? One person Shechts on behalf of everybody. El Mikan Sheshlucha Shaladim Kamoso. So you see from there that Shlucha Shaladim Kamoso. What does that imply? That in order for Kachim to be Shechted, you need the Shlichus of the Bailim. That primarily, it's a mitzvah on the Bailim. The mitzvah Shechitas on the Bible. Elamai Shlucha Shalom Kamoso makes it that someone could do it on behalf of the Bible with his Shlichus. But without his Shlichus, absolutely not. I see an animal walking around the Beis HaMikdash. I say, ah, someone must have lost this. I could tell it's a Karmat Shlomim, it has a label or whatever. Let me just Shecht it for him. Without his Shlichus, sounds like it's no good. It sounds like you need the Bailim to Shecht. Again, the Maskan of our Gemara sounds completely not this way. So the Achronim, the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara over here, suggests that certainly you have to say that Shechitas Kachim does require a bailim lecharchila, and that's evident in all these other Gemaras, in the Gemara in Pesachim, in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Over here, what the Gemara is saying is that the din of Shechitas Kachim bebailim is not ma'akev, just like the din of smicha, where it is ma'akev, meaning it's not exactly like smicha. What we're trying to do is weaken the hekesh to smicha. So the hekesh to smicha actually does teach us that you should have Shechita bebailim, just like smicha needs bebailim, but whereas smicha needs bebailim, by Shechita it's recommended and suggested to have bebailim, but it's not going to be ma'akev the entire carbon if you don't have shechita bebailim. Another point, the Gemara had said that a kal v'chomer, that if zrika, which is ikr kapara, does not require a bailim, so shechita should all the more so, which is not the ikr kapara, all the more so should not require the bailim. That's the kal v'chomer the Gemara originally suggested before we said come on. That's the ein dan efshar mishi efshar. So the other shlomo says anyway the kal v'chomer is a bad kal v'chomer because smicha tochiach, smicha is not the ikr kapara, and it does require a bailim. So Shechita also may require Bailim, even though it's not the Yikar Kapara. Meaning, how can you bring Kal V'chomer from Zrika? We just went through telling you how Smicha requires Bailim, and don't tell me no, the only things that require Bailim are things that are the Yikar Kapara. Smicha is not Yikar Kapara. So the El Shlomo answers that from Smicha you can't prove anything, because even a mitzvah, that you can't prove that a mitzvah that's not the Yikar Kapara requires Bailim. Because maybe the reason Smicha requires Bailim is not because Smicha as an Avoda requires Bailim. It could be because what goes along with the smicha? You don't just lean, you do the smicha, and while you're doing smicha, you say vidui. Well, the vidui certainly is going to require a bailim. If the carbon's coming to be mechaper for something, and you have to say a vidui, and what it's coming to be mechaper for, so it doesn't make sense for somebody else to do your vidui. So vidui certainly is going to require a bailim. Maybe that's what the Gemara is assuming, that you can't prove anything from smicha requiring bailim, because even though it's not an ikra kapara, the requirement of bailim over there is a function of the vidui, not a function of the smicha. Only problem the Olam Shlomo points out is the Rambam in the third parak of Ma'aser Kabanos writes, Yira Eli shall Karban Shlomim Einu Misvada Elo Omer Divrei Shevach. That you do smicha on the Karban Shlomim, but you don't do vidui. You just say Divrei Shevach. You just praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chora, that should not have required Bailim. Why is it that even by smicha of the Karban Shlomim we require a Bailim? So that's Taka, a good Kasha. If that's the case, that seems to be a good Raya, that something does not have to be Ikr Kapara to require Bailim. Because smicha of the Karban Shlomim, the requirement for Bailim is not a result of vidui, and yet it still exists. There still is such a requirement for Bailim. So at the end of the day, the Gemara said no. So forget this Kal V'chomer. The Gemara rejected the Kal V'chomer because they ain't done Efshar Mishi Efshar. So what did the Gemara use for real at the end of the day? How do I know that Shechita does not require Bailim? So we learned it from the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. That just like that if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to shecht his own par, that's Dafka Din in Yom Kippur, it's not a Din in Kolat Arakula. So Tosus and Maseches Yuma, Daf Membeza Meralef, quotes from Rabbi Yosef Kalatzon, who says that the din of Shechitas Par of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is only a din in Bailim. It's not a din in Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippurim. Meaning, one could have said two possible reasons why Dafka the Kohen Gadol shechts the Par of Yom Kippurim. Either because he's the Kohen Gadol and all the Avodah is done of the day, all the Avodah is done by the Kohen Gadol, or because he's the Bailam of this Karban, and the Bailam of this Karban has to be the one to bring the Karban. So Rav Shach points out in Avi Ezri that you see from our Gemara that the Yisod of the Din of Shechitas Parashal Aaron is Al Yidei Din Bailam, not Din Avoda, because that's the Gemara's whole limud, that it's Dafka, by the power of the Kohen Yom Kippur, that you're going to require a Bailam, but typically you would not require a Bailam. It's Mufurish in our Gemara. L'may Nafkamina, whether it's a Din in the Avoda, or whether it's a Din in being the Bailam. So if it's a Din in the Bailam, then he doesn't require a Big Day Kuna, doesn't require a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He keeps on washing his hands. You learn Mishnayis Yuma, Kohen Gadol washes his hands and feet every 2 seconds. He's always washing his hands and feet. Why? Because that's what you need to do in order to do Avodas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim. But if he's not doing Avodas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim, he's just doing Shechita of his Karban, because he happens to be the Bailam of the Karban, not necessary to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim beforehand. Big Day Kuna wouldn't be necessary. Or the Big Day Kohen Gadol wouldn't be necessary. It's not a function of him being the Kohen Gadol. So our Gemara seems to be pretty clear raya, seems to be very strong raya, that it's a din in Bailim of the Karban and not a din in Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Fine, now the Gemara is going to make a statement. Amar Rav, the Gemara is going to formulate a rule. Now, the format of the upcoming Gemara from here to the end of the Amud is that the Gemara formulates a rule. It has four questions on the rule as formulated. It reformulates the rule a second time, questions that, and then finally reformulates the rule a third time, questions that, but those questions aren't going to stick. So we have three formulations of the rule. We're going to stick with the third formulation. First formulation is asked on four different times. So formulation number one, Amarav, Kalmakum Shnemar Torah V'chukah Einu Ela La'akev. Whenever it says the word Torah and Chukah in a parsha, it tells you that issue that we're discussing is ma'akev, that it's ma'akev, whatever it is that you're not yotze without it. So the assumption is what that means is it needs to say both Torah and Chuka in order to be ma'akev. Kidchsiv zos chuka satora, like when the pasuk says zos chuka satora, there's the word Chuka, there's the word Torah, you have everything you need. So frak the Gemara question number one, varei nazir delok sivibay ela Torah, by nazir it only says Torah, va'amarav tenufa benazir Ma'akva, and yet still the tenufa, the waving by the Nazir, is ma'akev, even though it only says Torah. So it says, "Mena shayni yasum kivin duchziv kein yaseh kiman duchziv b'chuk adami." Since it says kein yaseh, so that's as if it takes the place of writing chuka, but that's as if it said chuka. So, frankly, Mara, question number two: Hare Toda delok siva bei ela Torah. By Toda, it only has the word Torah. Utnan arba shepetoda ma'akven zezay. And yet, the four different types of loaves of bread of the carbon Toda are ma'akev each other. You can't bring carbon Toda unless you bring all four types of loaves of bread. There are 40 in total, 10 of each type. So, shiny Toda the iskish lunazir. The chsev al zevach Toda shlamav v'amamar shlamav l'rabo shalmin nazir. Now, Toda, we have a special hakish to nazir, and that's what makes it ma'akev, even though it doesn't have both the word Torah and Chukah. Frankly, Gemara number three, Vari Mitzorah Delok Siv Be'el Torah, by Mitzorah it also only says Torah, Utnan Arba Minim Shem Mitzorah Ma'akvin Zezah, and yet the Arba Minim Shem Mitzorah also we say are Ma'akv each other. So Shain Yasam Kivim Dechsiv Zos Tia Torah Sam Mitzorah Kaman Dechsiv Be'chuk Adami. Since it says Zos Tia Torah Sam Mitzorah, that's as if it says Chukah over there as well. So these are all exceptions to the rule. We consider it as if it says both Torah and Chukah. Question four, Vare Yom HaKippurim Delok Siv Be'el Chukah Utnan Shnei Siv Yom HaKippur Ma'akvin Zezah, but Yom Kippur it only says Chukah, and yet we say that the Seir Yom HaKippurim are Ma'akev each other, so don't tell me that you need Torah and Chukah. So that the Gemara has no answer for. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, we need to reformulate the rule. So formulation number one was that you need both Torah and Chukah. Formulation number two is Ella, O Torah, O Chukah. One or the other. Whichever formulation you have is good enough. One, either Torah or Chukah. So I vary shar karbanos tuchsibu Torah v'lo ma'akvi. But wait a second. Most other karbanos, it says Torah and it's not ma'akev. So don't tell me Torah or Chukah is good enough, because a lot of times it says Torah and you find that it's not ma'akev. So how can you tell me one or the other is good enough? As Rashi points out, Zos HaTorah La'ola U'Lemincha, yeah, by the and V'loma Akvi, we don't find that the various parts of the avoda of those karbanos are ma'akev. So says Gemara, Torah formulation number three of the rule: Torah by a chukah v'chukah lo by a Torah. The Torah requires chukah; chukah does not require Torah. Meaning, chukah means that it's ma'akev. Torah, not so much. If it just says Torah and it doesn't say Chukah, then it's not Ma'akev. But if it just says Chukah and not Torah, then it is Ma'akev. Iva Torah v'Chukah Kamar, but you said it needs to say Torah and Chukah. So what role is Torah playing if all it really needs to say is Chukah? Meaning, and Torah alone can't do anything, and b'Chukah alone can. So Hachi Kamar, Afal Gav D'Chsif Torah. Now, all we meant to say when we said Torah is you might have thought Torah means something in terms of being Ma'akev. So let's tell you, even though it says Torah, Iksiv Chukah in v'ilolo. If it says Chukah, then it's Ma'akev. If it doesn't say Chukah, it's not Ma'akev. But Torah doesn't really contribute to the discussion of whether it's Ma'akev or not. You might have thought it does. That's why we make mention of Torah to say that no, even if it says Torah, you need Chukah as well. So, frankly, Gemara. So now the rule as formulated is: wherever it says Chukah, that's Ma'akev. Very mincha dechsiv b'chukah. By mincha it says Chukah. V'amarav kol makom shikser akasu b'toras mincha. Enuel Ma'akev. Only those places where the Torah repeats itself by Karban Mincha do we assume that it's Ma'akev. That which it says in Parsha, if it repeats in Sav, what it already says in Vayikra, so then it's Ma'akev. But where the Torah does not repeat itself by Karban Mincha, things that it only says once are not Ma'akev. Why not? It says Chukah, so Shaini Hasim, Ksiva Chukah, A'achila Ksiva. Because granted, it says Chukah, but the Chukah is only said in regards to the eating of the Karban Mincha, not to the bringing of the Karban Mincha. So by the bringing of the Karban Mincha, we don't know it's Ma'akev unless it's actually Shana Lava Kasav La'akev. Vare Lechem Apanim, Dechi Ksiva Chukah, and Achila Ksiva. Wait a second, you want to tell me that when it says Chukah only in relation to the Achila, we cannot derive that the Avoda also is Ma'akev? By Lechem Apanim, it only says Chukah in relationship to the Achila. Utnan Shnei Sedarim Ma'akvin Zeh, and yet the Mishnah still says the two Sedarim of the Lechem Apanim are Ma'akev each other. Shnei Bazichin Ma'akvin Zeh, the two Bazichi Levon are Ma'akev each other. That's not about the Achila, and yet apparently the Chukah that it says in relation to the Achila is good enough to teach me the Ikuv by the other elements of the Karban. So, Hasedarim Ma'akvin Ma'akvin. And the Starim and the Bezichin are Ma'akiv each other. So don't you see, even when it says Chukah only in relation to Achila, it goes on the entire Karban? So how could you tell me by the Karban Mincha that don't worry about the Chukah that it says by Karban Mincha, because by Karban Mincha it only says Chukah by Achila, and we don't pay attention to that? What do you mean? By Lechem Apanim it also only says Chukah by Achila, and we assume that it's Megala in the entire Karban, that every last element of it is Ma'akev. So says Gemara, Shani Asim Da Makra Migirsha Umishamna Gerish V'Shemin Ma'akvin Vein Davar Acher Ma'akev. Special drasha by the Karban Mincha that says Migirsha Umishamna, where we learn that only the Gerish and the Shemin are Ma'akev, but other issues are not Ma'akev. Even though it's Hichser Bal Kasev, even though it may go and repeat itself. So that's why it's different. That's why you can't compare the Karban Mincha to other Karbanos, even though Karban Mincha does have Chukah. Special drasha to tell me that typically, even though Karban Mincha does have Chukah, things are not Ma'akev by the Karban Mincha, but through every other Karban, if it were to say Chukah, even by Achila, then Enochinami, you're right. Lechem Apanim is the more typical example. If it says Chukah anywhere by any other Karban, we assume that it is Ma'akev. That's the drasha that we stick with in the end of the day. Now, the Gemara said, that Rav had said that wherever it repeats itself by Karban Mincha, that's when it's Ma'akev. But Chukah alone does not teach us that it's Ma'akev by Karban Mincha. So Tos writes that this rule, that only where it's Machzir Kasav V'Shana, only where it repeats itself is Ma'akev. So Tos says that actually on Amud Beis, the Tos goes over from Amud Alf to Amud Beis. So toward the end of the Tos on Amud Beis, Tos says this rule of that you needed to be Mishani, you needed to repeat it twice in order to be Ma'akev, is only said in regards to Ma'akvim Zeh Ezeh, to two different elements being Ma'akev each other. But anything that's about a din begufo, about a single din being Ma'akev or not, even when it's not Shana Lava Kasav, then it's Ma'akev. It would be Ma'akev even without a repeat in the Pasuk. It's only when it comes to two parts. Are the Bezichin Ma'akev the Sedarim? Are the Sedarim Ma'akev? Are the Bezichin Ma'akev Zeh Ezeh? But what about a single avoda? To burning the bezich themselves, is that Ma'akev? So on its own. So that is, so then you don't need to repeat in the pasuk. It's not just a suggestion; it's an ikuv on it when it's a din begufei, when it's a din within in and of itself, and it's not about being ma'akev ze ze. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter Gufa. Amrav kol makom shechsula akasa b'toras mincha inu el akev u'shmul amar gerush shemin ma'akvin vein davarachar ma'akev. So Rav says anytime it's set, if there's a repeat in the pasuk, that's when it's ma'akev by korban mincha. Shmuel says no, only gerush v'shemin are ma'akev, nothing else is ma'akev. U'shmul afalgav the tana be'krav lo ma'akvalei. Wait a second, is Shmuel telling me that even when the Torah repeats itself, it's not going to be ma'akev? Shmuel doesn't hold of shana lav akasuv la'akev. Ela kol hecha the tana be'krav vade ma'akev. Now, when the Torah repeats itself, everyone agrees, Rav, Shmuel, everybody agrees, it's certainly ma'akev. Over here, what they're arguing about is the concept of melokumtso bikumtso. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, melokumtso ksiv b'chaduchta, hadar shani b'diburei uksiv bikumtso. On one end, it says melokumtso, and then it says bikumtso. What do we darshan from that? L'midrash minei b'yadu yikmos l'yasa kli l'midas kumtso. That the kmitza needs to be done by hand. Meaning one could say, look, flour, oil, it's gross. I'm going to get my hands all full of flour and oil. Tell you what, I need an exact kmitza for the Karban Mincha. So I'll just, you know, do a few tries, measure out my average size kmitza, and I'll make a measuring cup that's exactly the size of my kmitza. And that's how I'll do the kmitza. And I'll just use, I'll scoop out a kmitza instead of having to use my hands. So Malokumtso Bikumtso teaches us this din that you can't use your hand, that you have to use your hand dafka, you can't use a kli. So that's what they're arguing about. Titania Malokumtso so become so shloyas mid the comets rav sover hanami tanabe krad sive yakrav zmilcha vayamali kapo mimena. Rav says that this is repeated in the pasuk ushmuel, because the pasuk says yakrav zmilcha vayamali kapo mimena, so that you're not supposed to use a cleave, vayamali kapo dafka, use your hand. And Shmuel says Shmuel doros misha lo yalfinan. No, you can't learn from there because it's doros misha, you can't learn halacha ledoros from karbonos that were clearly only temporary in nature and were not meant to be that were not meant to be lasting for all time. So before we move on to question this issue of Doros Misha'a, so we said you're not allowed to make a Mida L'Kometz, according to Rav, that you're not allowed to make a measuring cup for a Kometz. So Rashi says, we learn it from that you're not allowed to be Kometz Al Yidei Kli, Ela Al Yidei Yado, you have to use your hand. So Tosfos Yeshanim explains that we learn from here that a person cannot be modeed first the Shir Kmitza through a Kli, and then be Kometz from the Kli with his hand. Meaning, that when we say you're not allowed to make a Mida L'Kli, what's the Chiddush? So Rashi says, it's just telling me the din, that you're not allowed to do Kmitza, that you must do Kmitza with your Yad. The Tosfos Yeshanim says, no, I know the din that you have to do Kmitza with your Yad. Even if you're going to do Kmitza with your Yad, you're still not allowed to make a Mida for the Kometz. Meaning, one might have thought, I'll take the measuring cup of the Kmitza, dip it in, take out a full Kmitza size, and then with my hand, take the Kmitza from there. That's what it's telling me. Even if you do plan on using Yad, you're still not allowed to have a Kli measure out the Kmitza for you. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Torah Tamima just points out that it's a little bit strange. What do we need a drasha for that you're not allowed to be Kometz B'Kli? What is the size of Kmitza? According to the Mishnah, Maseches Kelim, Melo Kumtso V'Karban Mincha is HaKolafi Mashu Adam. It depends on the size of the person who's doing the Avodah, and every person's hands are a different size. So the Shir, the Kmitza, is Lufi Godlo V'Katano Shel HaKohen. A larger Kohen will have a larger Kmitza. Smaller Kohen will have a smaller Kmitza. What kind of Kli would you use? Is the Gemara suggesting that every Kohen would have their own Kli, and they'd have a personally made Kli just for them, just for their size of Kmitza? You need hundreds of thousands of kelim, and every time another kohen would be mechunuch to do the avodah, you would need to make him a new kli. He says, "Is that really practical?" So he says, "It could be that this din that it says in the Mishnah of that the kometz is based on the size of the kohen is only after we know the din that we darshan in this Gemara, that which din came first. Once I know that the kometz has to be done biyad, then we could say that the kometz is dependent on the size of the kohen. But had we not had this drasha that the kometz it needs to be done biyad, then enochinami, the kmitza would not have to dafka be done by the kohen." Okay, so also we mentioned Maseches Zvachim that sometimes you need kmitza from the oil, that a misnadev shemen, you're supposed to be komets the shemen. So all the achronim ask on the spot, how do you do kmitza from shemen? Tos Yadav says, you put it in a kli. You take a kli that's a sheer komets. So it seems that this rule that you're not allowed to do kmitza b'kli is only a din by flour, but by shemen, there's no such din. So anyway, so says the Gemara, so we just said that Shmuel holds, Doros Misha Loy Alfinu. You can't learn out a halach midoros from what we do l'sha'a. So frak the Gemara below, Yalav Shmuel Doros Misha'a, so Shmuel really not learn dinim l'doros from what we do l'sha'a, v'atna and kli alach mekachinus alach midus yavesh mekachinus yavesh. Kalim that are supposed to hold liquid measures are Makadish liquids. Kalim that are supposed to hold dry measures are Makadish dry things. But it doesn't work in the opposite. Things that are supposed to hold liquids will not be Makadish dry things. Things that are supposed to hold dry measurements will not be Makadish liquids. Shmuel says that's only true by measuring utensils. Avol Mizrakos, but by the bowls, they are Makadish. Because the Pasuk says, Shneim leim solas. Now shneim leim solas is sha'a. It's not doros. And yet Shmuel is learning doros misha'a. So how can you tell me Shmuel doesn't learn doros misha'a? Says Murno, shayni yasum detanu b'kra treis razimnin. No, it says it 12 times over and over again. Shneim leim solas. So that's why you can learn doros misha'a in that situation, because it keeps on saying it over and over and over again. When it says it over and over and over again, then even Shmuel will allow learning doros misha'a. So says Tosos, detanu b'kra treis razimnin. Tosos ein lahakshos adaraba lehavu shnei ksuvim naban keechad v'melamdin. Maybe the fact that it says it 12 times should tell me not to learn Doros Misha, dafka not to learn Doros Misha. Why not? Because shouldn't that make it treik suvin aban keachad, that are ein malamdin? The fact that it says it so many times. So the way the Gemara has it, Shmuel says, of course, if it says it so many times, then it must be there to be malamed on more things. No, generally that's not the rule in Torah. Generally, if it's repeated, it's there to tell us not to apply everywhere else. That it's shneik suvin aban keachad. Now Tosfos doesn't explain why we don't apply shneik suvin aban keachad. He just says, nah, don't ask. Ein lahakshos. Don't ask that question. Let's say I do ask, then what would you answer? Right, I want to ask the question. So, shneik suvin aban keachad. So, what's the answer? So, some of the achronim explain the Chak Nasan, the Tzon Kachim explain, based on what Rashi said earlier, that shneik suvin aban keachad is only if the shneik suvin come in shnei inyanim, that you could have learned from one inyan to the other inyan. What's the whole svar of shneik suvin aban keachad? That I would have. We have a klal in Torah called the Mematzinu, binyan av, that if it says a din in one place, I could know on my own to apply it everywhere else in the Torah. So, why does it say it in one place and then again in the second place, the Gabe, a second Inyan, for the fact that it repeats it by a second Inyan, even though I could have used a Binyan Av to learn there, must be that the Torah is telling me these are not the rule, these are the exception. But that's only when it says it in various Inyanim. Over here, it's all in one Inyan, so the whole Svar, the whole basis of Shneik Suvin Aban Keachad doesn't apply to begin with over here. Amalei Rav Kana Ravasi L'Rav. So back in the Gemara. So Rav Kana Ravasi said to Rav, V'arei Agasha D'Tana Bakra V'loma Akva. Wait a second. You, Rav, claim that any time it's Hichzul HaKasav B'Toras Mincha, it's always Ma'akev. Whenever the Torah repeats itself by Mincha, it's always Ma'akev. Well, wait a second. What about Hagasha, where it's Tana Bakra V'loma Akva, where it says it several times and yet it's not Ma'akev? So Man Tana Be D'Chsiv, where does it repeat it? D'Chsiv, so you see that it says hakrevosa. That's the second time it says to do the hagasha. So says, no, that's not telling me about the din of doing hagasha. That's telling me where to bring the karban mincha. I would think means on the western side of the mizbeach. Tamalomer el panam mizbeach. That's why it says el panam mizbeach. Well, wait a second. El panam mizbeach yachol bedarom. If it said el panam mizbeach, I would assume that means the southern side of the mizbeach, because we assume panam mizbeach means facing the ramp of the mizbeach. If you look at the diagram, that's in the south. So tamalomer el panam. That's why it says el panam Hashem. Haketzad. Well, how do you do both? How do you go closer to the heichal and kodesh kodashim and also be by the south? So Magisha Bekeren Dromas Marav, as you go to the southwest corner, Kenegav Chudosh Shel Keren Vidayo, by the very edge. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yachli Yagishan El Marav Shel Keren, the Dromas Shel Keren, I might have thought to bring it to the west or to the south. Amr Kol Makom Shatamot, Shtei Mekros, Echem Mekai Matzum, Mekai Mechaver, Echem Mekai Matzum, Mevatels Chavero. Whenever you have two psukim, one of them, if you follow it to the letter, will be, you'll be Mekayim that pasuk, but you'll be Mevatel the other one. The other pasuk, if you follow it to the letter, could be Mekayim it and be Mekayim the other pasuk. nichlan shemekayim asum vatach chaver v'tosan shemekayim asum mekayim chavero. You always go with the pasuk that is mekayim not only itself but the other pasuk as well that both dinim will be able to fit with. So shekshat omer l'fnei Hashem b'marav batalto p'nei mizbech b'darom. And over here we have just such a stira when it says to go to the west side of the mizbech. It's against going el p'nei mizbech, which is the darom. Ukshat omer el p'nei mizbech b'darom kiamto l'fnei Hashem. But by going on the south side, it could be that you're still going to be mekayim l'fnei Hashem. Well, how is being on the south going to be mekayim l'fnei Hashem? Ve'echla kiyamta. How would you be mekayim l'fnei Hashem by being on the south of the mizbeach? Amar Ravashi, k'sav ra'itanu kulu mizbeach b'tzafon ka'i. Look at the diagram and shift the mizbeach over to the right a lot. If you shift the mizbeach over to the right, then when you're standing right in front of the ramp, you're also standing right in front of the heichal, which is also el p'nei Hashem. But if you were to only go on the west of the mizbeach and not go in front of the ramp, you are not being mekayim el p'nei mizbeach. You're only being mekayim el p'nei Hashem, and that's how we know that din where the makom is according to Rabbi Elazar. Okay.